Led by Georgian Orthodox Church priests, thousands of Georgians marched last May to block a gay rights rally in Tbilisi, the nation's capital. They carried signs, they sang hymns, and carried stinging nettles to thrash gay people. Then they broke through police lines. Chanting, "Kill them, kill them," protesters mobbed a minibus where gay activists took refuge. No one was killed that day, and injuries were fairly light. Now, Georgia is taking stock. Shalva Kekelia was one of 200 priests there. He says most priests tried to prevent violence.
We told the gay people they should go because we couldn't keep the crowds from attacking them. But they refused and were really aggressive, so we couldn't do anything to stop it.
He says homosexuality must be kept out of sight in Georgia.
For us, it's absolutely unbelievable. We understand that there is freedom for everyone to do what they want, but we don't want them to preach homosexuality because it's a sin.
Like many Georgians, Father Kekelia sees tolerance for homosexuality as a foreign import.
In Europe, they always try to teach us what to do. Why do they think we are that stupid that we don't know what we have to do?
But nearby, at a garden cafe, David Shabladze, a gay activist, says Georgia has its own homegrown tolerance.
There were manifestations to support us that were organized not by LGBT people, but by normal Georgian citizens. They gathered 15,000 signatures and gave it to Parliament so they would investigate the May 17th violence.
When a ruling party congressman questioned the signatures, people posted their photos on a Facebook page, some with notes saying, "I signed and I am real." Due to public pressure, a taboo was broken. Two priests went on trial, charged with using violence and threats to interfere with the demonstration. Alexander Rondelli, a research institute director, says the aftermath of the anti-gay violence is positive.
And what happened is not bad, because after that, taboo about the impunity of church was lifted. And now many people criticize them.
Georgian Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili says that his government protects minorities.
Three days later, the same group was able to have a peaceful rally. The police acted in a sharp and distinct way, and those who were agitating crowds and forcing them against minorities were punished. It was a very clear-cut example of how government acted in defense of those minorities.
As this traditional society moves into the 21st century, Georgia's new generation can be expected to grapple with more and more societal change. James Brook, VOA News, Tbilisi, Georgia.